The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Steve Elkins down there in God's waiting room. On this Monday, already, folks, already, the fourth day of March. Wow. Do you think I was a little hard on these fine folks, Steve?
On the, about the email?
No, I was talking about the letter. Yeah.
No, not at all. No.
Okay.
There are different opinions. There's a lot of different opinions here.
Well, and opinions, but in total, look what's happening. You know, this is why I find it so laughable that these people that don't give a damn about anything don't want to have a sovereign border. It isn't because I hate people. I just don't like bad people coming into this country unchecked.
I agree.
You know, I had a host that wanted to get on this network. He told me, he said, well, I'm for open borders. I said, not on this network you are. No. Not on this network you're not.
No.
And if you were... I said I'd end up being the bad guy for putting you on the network, and I said I'm not willing to go through that because you think there should be open borders. I said you don't understand a lot, and I said I would suggest that you start listening to the network that you want to get on, and it might change your viewpoint, because national borders is spelling out sovereignty and self-determination. And if you don't know that, then you know pretty much next to nothing. Mark in California. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John, and hello, Steve. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Good.
Wait a minute. Are you a first-time caller?
No, what? I've called a long time ago, but I'm in California, guys.
I know you are. I'm just messing with you, Mark. I know.
Yeah, I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I got to tell everybody out there, the reason why our healthcare system went to garbage, I got to watch my language, is because of the illegals free treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. I saw it.
That's where the major deficits are coming from that the states are running into. But that's not the whole reason. The whole reason is because of the debt structure that both federal and state are willing to take on and think that magically some kind of revenues are going to appear in the future to pay for the stuff that they're spending today.
It doesn't. Oh my god, we went from Moonbeam to Newsom.
Bad to bad. Yep.
I can't even believe it. I'm 61 years old. I was born in San Francisco. I've lived in California all my life, and for half a century I've watched this place go nothing but snafu.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey Mark, I got a question for you. We had an article on the website about the pooper scoopers in San Francisco cleanup crews. Have you seen any of that?
Oh God, they're paying them $64,000 or something a year.
What?
Yeah, they're paying the pooper scoopers like $64,000 a year,
Mike,
to go around.
I gotta go book poop. A flight for San Francisco, let Mike do the rest of the program. I'm going out to San Francisco for a job. 64.
I can't believe it. I was only scheduled to make $60,000 a year in 2001 before the dot-com bomb when I lost my IT career. And now these guys go out and just scoop poop, you know?
And we don't mean to laugh, but we feel your pain.
Yeah, really do.
There, now, you do know, Mark, that this the co-host here on Mondays, he was smart enough to sell off his stuff and get the hell out of California.
I did.
Now, we have our own immigration laws here in Texas. He wasn't good enough to come to Texas, so we had to send him down to God's waiting room.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's keeping you there, Mark? What's keeping you there?
Well, I lost my dad to cancer in 2012, and I lost my mom to heart disease in 2017. Oh. I lost my kitty in 2018, and I'm sitting in their house. I lost my IT career in the dot-com bomb, and I don't have any income. All I have is what they left me in the bank. So I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place.
Okay, question for you, Mark. Is that house paid off?
Oh, yeah. I own it. Yeah.
Sell it.
On the deed, but I don't have the title because the county clerk stole that when it was originally sold.
Uh-oh. So it's not your house.
Well, it is as far as the tax collector is concerned.
You need to get a lawyer, sell that damn place, and get out of California before the state blows up.
Yeah, you do.
I wish I could get an alloyal title, but I can't find a lawyer that'll do it here.
Well, keep looking around, and anybody that can help out with the alloyal titles, Mark, if you want to leave the phone number here with Mike, you will put that on a post-it note, and anybody that wants to call in to help Mark out, give him some advice, we would be happy to do that. Okay, Mark?
That would be cool, John. Yeah, and you know what? God bless Texas, man, because you guys are last bastion of open carry.
Well, you know what? You got me. You had me at my kitty died, and I'm a cat guy. So you had me right there. All right, Mark, hold on. Mike will take you down and take your number. All righty?
Thank you, sir, and you gentlemen have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
We'll get you out of San Francisco. Tom in Philadelphia. Hello, Tom.
I'm still laughing. At the guy that wanted to be a host and wanted open borders.
Yeah, I told him. I said, "You don't understand what you're asking me to do. Put a host on this network that's doomed to failure."
Yeah.
Well, you should have told him. Say, "I'll put you on as a host if you let three illegals come live with you and document it."
You know, that just gave me an idea. I have lawn and laundry, and I've got to take care of. You've been to my house, Tom.
Yes, senor.
I could use some help. You mean I could just move a couple of illegals in the house, and they could do my laundry and the wash?
No habla laundry.
No habla laundry?
No, only habla windows.
Okay. All right. What's on your mind, Tom?
Well, I just want to let you know that I am a first-time caller. I mean, first time today.
Oof.
So, okay. I am really ashamed to have been born and raised in the same neighborhood as occasionally Cognizant, and because I was born and raised in Westchester County, New York, the richest county in the country. And that's where AOC is from. She's from Yorktown Heights. My dad used to work there. And that's amazing. But, you know, it made me think. I never did ask my parents, you know, what their political beliefs were. But the more I think about it, the more I think they were Democrats. And I don't understand why. But, well, he worked for the phone company. He was a union guy, so I guess he didn't have a choice. But, And where is, by the way, hello, Steve.
Hey.
I don't want to leave you out. Where are you in Florida?
In the center of the state.
Yeah,
Orlando?
Tom.
I'm close enough to Orlando, okay? But not okay. Orlando. Okay.
He's in the shadow of Mickey Mouse's ears. Now, hold on here, Tom.
You need to
understand about Steve here that he thinks by not disclosing the little town that he lives in that somehow that's going to afford him some sort of protection. Not from the people if they meant to do him harm, not from the people that meant to do him harm.
Well, when I was 13, we moved to Florida. We moved to Pompano, then we moved to Margate, and... I used to live in Altamont Springs, so it's probably close to where you're hiding out. And in fact, I lived in Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie. I helped build the Hutchison Island St. Lucie nuclear plant there. Helped build those boogers back in the 80s, 81, 82, 83.
Have you been back since? You've been back those areas since?
I've been in and out. You know, I mean, I went to look. We lived in Margate. I went back to look. I couldn't even find it. Everything has grown up so much. Yeah. That, you know, all we had was like one little palm tree in the backyard. And I go back there and it looks like the rainforest now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was there, Coral Springs was a billboard and a dirt road. Yeah. And they used to bus us from Margate all the way to Deerfield Beach until they built Coconut Creek High, which they built right across the street from the police department. They had a moat and a barbed wire fence all the way around, and they used to patrol it with dogs. But, you know, what a shock I had, a culture shock, going from living in a little town called Mahopac, New York, in Westchester, where I don't think I had ever seen a black person until I moved to Florida, and then to get bussed into a segregated school that was 95% black. Oh my God, I had no idea what a culture shock that was. But
or lack thereof.
You know, it's just, I've been all over the place. My son, my oldest son was in 31 states by the time he was 5 years old, moving around with the government and nuclear power and working in the military and stuff. And I travel quite a bit, but eventually we're going to make it back down there. My sister lives in Kissimmee somewhere. And, you know, I got relatives all over.
I thought you were moving to Houston.
Well, that's where the grandkids are. And, you know, we're going to go try to go see them. But the ex-girlfriend's being a great big bee with an itch and won't let us see them because she's mad at my son, another one, the first wife. Ex-wife is mad at him, so we can't see the two that live right around the corner from us.
Yeah.
And now we wanted to go see the ones in Houston, and because he's not paying his child support. I said, I'll pay his child support.
Tom,
let us come see the
Tom, I know this is of great interest and to me personally, because
yes,
you're
I'm
a
sorry.
Friend.
I'm sorry.
But the
I don't
think the audience cares.
No, I know. Okay. I know, but it's just the main reason I called was, has anybody heard from Ron?
No, not at all. I just emailed him today, so no, I haven't heard from him.
The only thing
I keep calling his number, but I just keep getting a voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? Ron, God bless him. He can do whatever he wants. Just tell me you're not doing the show anymore. And then I'll quit calling. I'll quit emailing. You know, that's fine. Mm. But he refuses, and I don't know what's going on, and neither does Steve. At any rate.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. The main reason I called was that I spent a day with Mark Anderson and Mickey last week. Mark Anderson, you know, your host. And what a guy. What an amazing, amazing writer.
You must be the reason why he wasn't on the air to do his own show today. You had to have a substitute.
Well, he spent a week up at Mickey's house in Pennsylvania. And I got, you know, I went out to see, say hello and all that. But, and who was the guy that called was having the problem with the title?
Mike?
Was it John? Mike?
It was Mark.
Mike?
Mark. Yeah. Mark. Mark.
Mark. Okay, so have him call. If Mike didn't tell him, have him call that 855 to keep it number. And I'll get his number from Mike. But if he calls that 855 to keep it.
Wait a minute. Can you do me a favor without us getting in the middle of this? Can I just give you the number and you call him?
Yeah, put me on with Mike and I'll give him a call.
All right, very good. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
Okay, man. Be cool, guys.
All right, thanks.
Very nice. Very nice.
Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol. Long time no hear from.
Yeah, I'm first caller there, John.
I'm sorry. Say again. You were kind of choppy there at first.
I said I'm first time caller. For this year.
Okay.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, hey,
listen,
Carol.
As I'm listening to the previous two callers, I was experiencing breakup, so that's my phone system. I'm having a ahead with it. Anyway, I hope you can hear me enough so it won't be too difficult for you. Two points. First of all, John, I never thought I would hear by a supporter of RBN in favor of, or I should say pro-choice. With all due respect, I understand people, that was a very sanely written letter and everything, but I agree that a woman should have full rights over was with her own body, but they also...
Carol, I think I know what's going on here. Your phone is clipping. I mean, the volume is there, but I think it's overloading, and it's making your transmission to us choppy. Can you remove that microphone a little bit from your face?
And try, okay, and try, is it better?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Much better. Right. Okay, go ahead.
All right, sorry about that. Okay, 2 points. Anyway, when it comes to the new life inside a woman's body, and I firmly believe that's a section, then I don't think it is the woman's choice anymore. In other words, she has a choice not to engage in what men, but once there is a conception, for the most part, she's responsible and get, you know, and has to give it 9 months. And, you know, someone else can give the love that that new being needs and deserves.
And I didn't want to be too harsh because I knew how it was sold to people. Who wants the government telling anybody what they can do with their body? But I already knew, intrinsically. I mean, look what this government does to people all over the world. We've killed millions in the last several years. For what? Because we cared so much about the people of the respective countries? Look who we're selling arms to. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and I knew that this is going to be a way to lessen the sanctity of life, and that's what this is all about. Carol, I don't think you'll disagree with me. The reason why a man and a woman is on this earth is to reproduce and to carry on the species. Now, we can crowd as much stuff around that as we want, and we can, you know, get out the holy oil and all that stuff, and we can do whatever we want to with it, but if you understand what the attitude is, the people that find it very easy and convenient to kill life, well, then what do you have? Why people can't see that, I do not understand, and they're going to go to their grave arguing this. You know, after reading that letter, I got to thinking about this, and I'm going, well, wait a minute. A 16-year-old can go into an abortion clinic now. Her parents don't even know that she's pregnant. She can go get a free abortion. Okay, no questions asked. But if a woman wants to go get an abortion, say she's married, does she have to inform the husband? Well, no, she doesn't. She can just go have that abortion and the husband not be any the wiser, even though that he was there for the inception of that child. Where's his parental rights in saying yes or no on that? All of a sudden, it's just the temple of the woman and nothing else matters.
And I think people need to realize that, bottom line, those who are encouraging this kind of lawlessness, this kind of irresponsibility or immorality, that's being foisted upon us by atheists, this Bolshevik-type mindset,
sure,
who could care less about a woman's right. They could care less about any one of us.
Yeah.
And once we are under the boot, then look out.
And
maybe bar the door then.
Yeah, I understand the argument, and I understand the feeling that I want total control over my body, and I get that. But people aren't thinking it through. They're thinking it in terms of their own short lifespan. What they say or do with their own bodies. I mean, it used to be, I think, Carol, in the Catholic religion, if you killed yourself, guess what? That was a straight ticket to hell.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. That's right.
All right. Carol,
can I stay on? I got one more point.
Okay. All right.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
No one can decide what we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done?
All right, we are back. Carol, you had something else.
Thank you, John. I wanted to comment on the point that earlier in
okay, you're gurgling on me again, Carol.
Oh, well, okay, I'll make it real quick and just a bit. When you talk about the United States, i.e. Donald Trump right now, kind of dictating, cajoling other nation leaders to do what the United States want them to do, I'm disturbed about that, and I appreciate Steve bringing it up. The thing is, for example, the part that really concerned me is if the United States and Israel and several other nations had nuclear weaponry and would never, ever give it up, who are to go to Kim Jong-un or any other national leader and say, you must give up your nuclear weaponry? I think that is what Donald Trump walked away from. Yeah. Am I wrong on that? I thought that was the point you would make, that Kim was not willing to give up their nuclear power or their nuclear, and so kind of walked away. Well, is Donald Trump going to give up his nuclear weaponry? Is Bibi Netanyahu going to give his up? That's my point.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, ain't going to happen. Carol.
Exception.
Carol, thank you for your call.
Exception to the rulers.
Nope. All right. Well, that's too bad. She doesn't call in that often. This time when she did, I only heard half of what she had to say.
I know.
Eric in Tennessee. Hello, Eric.
Hey, John and Steve. I'm the Claw Man. I paid $100 for that story. But the thing I wanted to bring up today is I ran across this documentary series on YouTube called Europa, The Last Battle.
Yeah, it was been mentioned. It's been mentioned a couple of times on this very program over the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, I've watched 6 hours of it so far, and it's amazing history.
Okay.
I just thought we should reimburse that and get people out there and checking it out.
What is this? Sucky phone day today? What is this? Okay, this series.
Well, I don't,
Eric, the series again?
Europa, The Last Battle.
Okay. And you say it's worth a watch?
I've watched 6 hours of it so far, and I plan to watch the last 3 hours.
Okay. All right. People
it's
went
totally
out there.
Educational.
Yeah.
They put the facts and the people and the written documents right up on the screen, and it tells us about our history going back to the early 1900s.
Okay. What kind of phone are you using?
I'm on a LG.
Okay.
And I'm down below in the basement, so if I go outside, it'll probably be better.
Okay. That explains it. All right, Eric. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay, John. You and Steve, take care.
All right, you too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Cohen testimony. He claims, Bill Still claims that the testimony is backfiring on the Democrats. We'll play that little clip afterwards. And you said there was another clip that I had played, Steve. Do you remember what it was?
That was the one clip I was talking about today. Let me see here my inbox. See what I got. Was it that clip I sent you yesterday about in Europe, about the men not being not protecting their women? Is that the one you're talking about?
No.
No. Okay.
No, you mentioned it earlier today, and I forgot what it was.
Oh, it was about the missile. It wasn't a clip. It was just a missile. Yeah, we sent over to Israel. Yeah.
Oh, do they need missiles? They have 400 nuclear weapons of every imaginable deliverable system. Do they really need the THAAD missile?
No, they don't, but they got it. So,
you know, I watched today on Fox News the little Outnumbered, where they have four women. By the way, did you know Kennedy, the one with the glasses, and you know she was a game show host?
No, you told me that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it made sense because, you know, they're looking for performers in front of their cameras, much like a circus owner would go get the animals that they could train for the entertainment of the people. Try getting in a cage full of lions to look at you and go, "You want me to do what?" No, I think I'll just eat you. This is amazing. Steve, we're getting all kinds of calls here, so let me take Tom in Utah, and then I go to Sheldon in Spokane, Washington. Hello, Tom.
Yes, John. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, don't want to have that burping like the previous lady, rather frustrating. Anyway, just want to find out if anybody else is experiencing what I'm experiencing. I'm advocating for a defendant, and he was incarcerated and immediately drugged with Prozac or fenfluroxetine, which is a, you know, takes you into compliance and submissiveness and suggestibility.
Yep.
And I'm trying to figure out if that's a pattern and practice with the prison system now, or they... what do you call it, the Correctional Corporation of America.
You know, that's a very good idea. It used to be that they were giving saltpeter to the inmates so they could tamp down on the sexual proclivities of the... but I don't know about that one. That's a good question, Tom. Anybody knows the answer, give us a call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me.
No Californians. No more Californians in Texas. Please.
That's a good song.
We hadn't had to send out the vigilante in years, so please, no more. Sheldon in Spokane, and I assume this is Washington. Hello, Sheldon.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. How's my bubble tonight?
How's your what?
How's my bubble? Am I bubbling, or can you hear me enunciate?
No. This wasn't across the board. This was just Carol's phone and the other guy that was in the basement.
Oh, well, I keep hearing this click like somebody's going with their teeth all the time, but apparently you're not hearing that right now.
Nope, I didn't.
Okay, well, anyway, on another network, they were talking about this high command of Hitler or the man around Hitler or something, and then the guy jumps in with this Europa, the last battle, and it's nine discs or nine whatever programs. And who was the gentleman, Stephen or Stefan or somebody that did the full disclosure project?
Yeah, it was Stephen. He's an ER doctor.
Greer?
Ex-ER. Let me think here. Stephen. I've actually met him. He's an ex-ER doctor. Stephen Greer.
Okay. Stephen, well, I watched that two-hour thing, and I said, well, I'm up for anything if I can sit through Walter V's 36 disc set. So I went and I listened to this guy on this other network, and he said, you've seen it all, and I want to watch it too. But he said, watch them in this order. Watch disc 7, disc 4, and then the last one, disc 9. And the other is just more information, but a real quick snippet of things right to the point is 7, 4, and 9, and I was just really taken aback and still am. So much truth and so many avenues that's been hidden for so long. You should really watch it, John, if you get a chance.
Well, okay, I'll trade you. I'll watch Europa if you watch Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told.
That's the one. That's what it's called, Never Told.
Yep.
Okay, I'll do that. How long? Is that a two-hour
show? Oh, no. It outdoes Europa. I think it's, what is that, Steve, 11 or 12 hours?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
But I'm telling you, once you watch that, at the end of it, I watched the entire thing in one sitting. I couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
And I was standing there, at, I think it was 7 o'clock or so on a Sunday morning. I was planning on just watching a few hours and shutting it off. I watched the entire thing. I started like 9 o'clock the day before and about 7 o'clock the next morning. That affected me so much. And I'm standing in my own kitchen with tears rolling down my face. Because there was part of that is, a little bit of rah-rah-rah for Adolf Hitler. But this is based on historical provable fact. And this shows you the amount of deception, by way of deception, that our wonderful Jewish people have put out around the world and seek to control everything. No, not in this lifetime, at least not with this man's mind. You're not.
Yeah, excellent. Well, that's the way with this. I was just, the Greer thing opened me up, and then I went to this other thing, and all these little obscure things that people shake their head about, these are the pieces of the puzzle, and they fit so tight, as they say, you can't slip a dollar bill in between the pieces.
All right. Well, Sheldon, I appreciate that. Now you're going to watch The Greatest Story Never Told, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have a little bit of a daily meal here, and then I'm going to get right on it. I just got done celebrating my birthday, celebrating my mom all day, so
All right.
I'll get right on it.
All right. Sheldon, that's a blessing. A birthday is another day to be remembered, and that's another day that you're still motivating on this mortal coil.
Yeah, but I'm here to learn. That's all I can do. Take care, man.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Jack in California. Hello, Jack. Are you there? Jack?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Germans really got screwed over. I think both documentaries empathize with the German people, and Europa's worth watching in exactly the order that gentleman had noted. It's been discussed on the RBN Network on Farron's show a little bit as well. I always had a question, John. I listen to a lot of radio hosts on the RBN Network, and I've got my four or five favorites. One of them's John Stadmiller's show, but who do you like amongst all your...
Jack. No. That's a trap. I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
This is not for discussion on air. I have my opinions, but my opinion, I don't need to cast a pall, or I don't need to go out there and say as to one and let the other one ride. I'm not going to do that.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Well, Jack, if the situation was reversed and I called into your show, and knowing you were the owner of the network, Jack, and I asked Jack, hey, Jack, who do you prefer over the other ones? You see the problem that might create.
Politically loaded, yeah.
Yeah, and then some. Yeah.
Well, listen, I didn't vote for Donald Trump, and I sensed that from the get-go, Trump was part of the Zionist agenda, nothing more than a Zionist pawn. And it seems that this is what's been unfolding. You know, it's quite interesting. He's got his son-in-law in there.
Jared?
And we know, you know, their family's background. And they're tied into the International Crime Syndicate. And, you know, it's the dialectic, John, right? In high-degree Freemasonry, they're controlling the argumentative process, thesis, antithesis. then synthesis.
Right.
And in the Freemasonic Lodge, they have the double-headed eagle on one body. Two heads, one body, and it says Ordo Ab Cal, order by chaos. So they control the chaos, they control the argument and the process, they control the media, and they control the minds of Americans through this dialectic, you know, and driven through the Frankfurt School and wherever else, think tank, Tavistock, Esalen Institute. You know, you got a lot of great radio show hosts that talk about these things. I've had a great conversation with Chris Hinckley, and Rick Adams talks about these topics.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of great thought leadership on the RBN network, and that's my comment. But I didn't vote for Trump, and I agree with guys with like Rick Adams and Chris Hinckley. There's a bigger picture to this. The American people, the masses around the world are being played by this international crime syndicate, and it's time to wake up. Focus on the foundations and the think tanks, John.
All right, sir. Jack, I appreciate your call.
Have a good night.
All right. Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Yeah. Good evening, John. Hey. Yeah, that video, Europa, The Last Battle, that's a pretty good one. When they're discussing the Holocaust, Ronald Reagan said, they got an audio tape of Reagan questioning. He says, there's no evidence that 6 million people were put in concentration camps. And then he runs off the number of Jews in the world at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we have here with Trump is quite a con job. If you take a look at how his popularity keeps creeping up, it's not because he's doing anything. He's catering to the Zionists. I mean, he banned the seven countries. He moved the embassy. And then he got rid of a treaty that took 10 years of the industrialized world to come to grips with, and he just tore it up in 1 year.
What treaty are you speaking of?
That was the Rand deal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that Iran treaty was worked on by, you know, the world leaders for years, and
yeah.
It was signed by Obama.
All right.
But he tore that up in 1 year. And, I mean, if he wants to do something, and if it's in the interest of the Jewish lobby, it gets done, just like that.
Well, remember Joe Stalin? Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer?
Well, look, I see Trump as being he's a New York liberal. He's really delivered for the liberals. I mean, he was at 38% 2 months ago, and that's really low. I mean, somebody from the Republican Party can pop up and run against him. So what happened? The Democrats started unloading a truckload of communism, and then baby butchery, and now reparation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making Trump look good.
Yeah.
I tell you, he is the Democrats' man in office.
Well, and that's Trump one, excuse me, that's one thesis, and you have a right to your opinion on that. I am hoping, maybe it's hoping against hope, you know, and it doesn't really matter whether Donald Trump does it or not. We're going to have to, one way or another, fight our way out of this to reclaim our own sovereignty, reclaim who we are, reclaim the republic. But what I'm hoping, for, because Trump is fully aware, he's had his dealings with the banks as well. And they haven't been real kind to him. In some instances they were. In other instances they said, hey, we're not backing you. We're not loaning you a dime. And I understand what Jared Kushner has been doing. And I understand what Donald Trump has been doing. But let me again say that if I want to keep people at peace, to give them the idea that, hey, I'm just like every other past president that's been president of the United States, that Israel is our long-lost bud and pal, friends till the end, I will know that that is not the case when he takes the Jews' play box away from him called the funny money system. And if he runs again, and I'm telling you, if there was any indication that he was going to do anything like that, Trump would either A, already be dead, or B, he would be out of office, one way or the other. But I'm hoping here.
I think he's one of them. I think he's one of them.
Well, and you know what?
I won't vote.
You know, I understand. I didn't vote for him because I'm not going to register as a voter, because that takes me right into their system, gives me that corporate corporate name, and that gives permission to the government to do with one of its subjects, members of the corporation, anything that they want to do. And I'm not going to go there. You know, Rick, everybody's got their opinions on Trump. We'll see what happens. The amount of opposition that he, this is the one thing that I look at that gives me a clear indication that he's really not anybody's guy. He is, but he isn't. He's said this before. Did you catch the dinner? What was it, not Kevin Smith? It's something Smith dinner that they had right before the elections. Hillary Clinton was there, all the cardinals in New York, and it was a white tie dinner. Did you catch that?
Well, he's been talking for 3 years, John, and I'm not impressed. I mean, it doesn't matter what he says. I want to see what happens.
Okay.
When I see something good happen, then I'll think good about Trump. Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, he doesn't want to talk. He just wants to air his opinion, and that's fine. Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Somebody called in to Mike's show today, and if it's true, now Pompeo, he used to be 4th District Congressman here in Kansas, which is Wichita's a big city, mm-hmm. 4th District.
Mm-hmm.
And before he went to Congress, I believe he was an oil and gas attorney. Well, the Koch brothers are real big in Kansas, in Wichita. And this caller said that they owned the refinery down on the coast that the Venezuelan crude goes to. And, you know, apparently now a Citgo in the United States has separated themselves from Venezuela.
Who are we talking
about? Isn't that convenient?
Sherry, who are you talking about specifically?
Citgo? Citgo is Venezuelan gas.
Okay. That I didn't know.
Well, the Koch brothers are refining the Venezuelan crude that comes here, and gosh, you know, Pompeo, the way he's been at this deal on Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. They have the largest oil reserves, and they got heavy crude, but they also have the light sweet crude as well. And from what I'm hearing, and they're being really, really tight-lipped about it, because, well, that's one of the spoils of invasion and war and destroying somebody's government, is you go in there and start controlling things for your own benefit. I did not know the association between Pompeo and what he wants to do to him and Bolton alike, what they want to do to Venezuela. But the Koch brothers, I did not know that they had a refinery buying that crude and making...
Well, that's what this caller said.
Okay, well, we'll have to check it out.
I'm just going by that. But, okay. You know, I never did vote for Pompeo. I don't like him. But, you know, he was just too much of a, you know, a Zionist for me. But somebody called in to another show one time and said he's a... what'd they call it? One of these people that's trying to bring on Armageddon. What is that called?
Armageddon?
I can't think. they had a specific word for it.
All right, if you can't think of it, don't make me try to think about it, because I don't know what I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I never have liked him. Anyway,
yeah.
That's all I had.
Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate your call. Interesting. Maduro, evidently, things are not working out well. I guess the guy that wants to take over the presidency in Venezuela, he's not being arrested, because that'll incite people to think that he should be there. But, Steve, it's like anything else. Why do we care about Venezuela? And here again we go with humanitarian. People better prioritize their humanitarian Band-Aid stuff here, because there's a hell of a lot more pain and suffering going around the globe. We were told, and I played the clips last week of somebody that actually went down to the marketplaces in the major cities of Venezuela. There's no lack of food there. We don't have Venezuelans dropping dead in the streets. The economy is not real good, same as it is here. I don't know if they have a welfare program in Venezuela or they can fund it. I don't know. But I do know this much. Venezuela is a sovereign country, just like Iraq, Syria, Iran is, just like Afghanistan is, just like Saudi Arabia or even Israel and what they've stolen from the Palestinians. Where is it that we get involved and the first thing that we do, oh, well, look at these poor suffering people. And then the corporations move in. There's a very good article. I don't have time to go through it today, but there's a very, very good article on the website. And let me pick it out specifically so you guys can go look at it. Steve, say something while I'm looking.
I will find it for you. I sent it to you, didn't I?
I don't know.
I sent that to you.
I don't know if you did or not.
Let's see here. Look at mine. And find it. Let's see.
We didn't even get around to Julian Assange maybe being granted a passport by his home country.
We got 10 minutes to get it in.
No, we don't.
No?
Nope.
I don't see it either here. I got so many damn emails today. Jeez.
You're going back to work when?
Next Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
And you're going to be able to do the program on Mondays?
I am.
I appreciate you carving out a day for me there.
Yeah. I kind of told them. They said, cool, not a problem. May even get some listeners listening in. That'd be cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Carol Asher sent this over. HHS extends contract to make humanized mice with aborted baby parts for another 90 days. You know, gosh. You know, all of what we... the Al Smith dinner. Thank you very much, Mike. The reason I brought that up is because Trump, he was like a circus act. Even Hillary Clinton found some of his humor, even though it's directed at her, as being funny. Of course, we had the Cardinal of New York there and all the people with their little badges of honor on. And it was the who's who of who's screwing the other people. And he made a pretty good showing. And yeah, do I understand where Donald Trump came from? Yeah. Do you understand who his father was and what his father believed? He was a John Bircher. That's like 180 degrees away from socialism. And he was always there at his father's side. And I don't think his father would have let him go that far astray, but Donald Trump was a business guy. Whether he did business with Democrats or Republicans, it didn't matter. Go back and watch that Al Smith. Go on YouTube. Go watch it again, what he was saying. And I'm telling you what, if I wanted to disassemble the Jewish banking cabal on the money, the real powerhouse and the foundation for their globalist New World Order, I'm certainly not going to start dropping hints that I'm going to axe the American people and the United States out of their little profit machine. I wouldn't do it. There's nobody that's going to run against Trump on the Republican side and beat him. The amount of people that came out against Trump, look how many Republicans did that because they wanted the status quo. The Democrats wanted to push their social agenda, and they couldn't stand to have Trump around. But notice the media, who it's owned by and controlled by, to the man, woman. Oh, they hated Donald Trump still to this day. They got a big fat nothing burger after how many years of investigation, Steve, of Donald Trump? They got nothing.
It's 2 years now, yeah.
They got nothing.
That's what they're delaying this whole thing about. That's what this new investigation's all about, because they just don't want to release this Mueller report. By the way, John, do you think Donald Trump can actually health-wise make another 4 years?
I think he can. He looks damn good to me.
You think so?
Yeah, and I haven't noticed any change in his thought processes. He's in pretty good shape. The guy sleeps only about 3-4 hours a night, takes good care of himself, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. I think he's got another 4 years. And to be honest with you, if he starts the ball rolling on destroying the international cabal that they call banking, I don't care if he's noodle soup for the last 2 years of his presidency. I don't care if he's got onset dementia for his last 2 years. If he gets that ball rolling and we can separate ourselves from the funny money people, there is your start, your true start on making America great again. Ken in New York. Ken, we'll make you the last caller of the day.
Thank you, John, Steve. I'd like to make an observation that goes back to the abortion thing before. While our government encourages abortion, which is, as far as I'm concerned, is child sacrifice, Vladimir Putin offers his people $14,000 to have children, a married couple have children. And does Vladimir Putin preside over 450-plus agencies that do nothing but attack their own people?
The answer to that question is no, he doesn't. And we can't have a Vladimir Putin and a Donald Trump on even playing field. We got to have a boogeyman someplace. And Russia is once again became the boogeyman. The only problem is that Vladimir Putin, now the leader of Russia, not Soviet Union, he's the leader of a free country. And people don't seem to want to give him that due. I personally think the guy would make a better president than anything we've had in a very, very long time sitting in our Oval Office.
I agree.
Maybe up to and including Donald Trump. I don't know.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, not alone.
Yeah.
Good night.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate your call. I really wanted to do the Bill Still thing. Still reporting. It was 14 minutes long, and we didn't have a chance to get to it. I didn't expect these many calls.
We'll play it tomorrow. Play it tomorrow.
Well, I can't because I've got Harley Schlanger on with me for the full 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it Wednesday. Good stuff. You should do it Wednesday then.
I'll do it Wednesday.
There you go.
All right. Well, my friend, I appreciate you showing up here and making the time in the future to ride shotgun on this program. Appreciate that very much.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
All righty, sir. I will see you again.
Okay.
Talk to you before I see you, and I'll see you when I see you.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yep.
Not if I see you first. And, folks, thank you for being here today. Appreciate it very much. And, you know, I'm of two minds when I report the bad news on the economy and where it's going, knowing full well that the donors to the network might get a little tighter fisted. That should demonstrate to the listeners that I'm more for the information that you can use out there. We can certainly use your donations, that's for sure, but I'm not going to sacrifice the truth and keep that from you. Just to garner more support for the network. We need it. We need it now. It's was a short month turnaround, but the bills weren't really any smaller. And here we are in the first week already of March of 2019. Continued support. We will be here doing the battles. We will be doing the impartation. I just invented that word. Do you like it?
Yeah, not bad.
Of information to you. And folks, seriously, we can't do this without you. So please consider the donation. You can do it by PayPal. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Make a one-time donation, or you can make a monthly donation. Or just call us here at the network at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Mikey be happy to take your call. We'll see you tomorrow.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.